So, Bob, it was interesting, too, Ion, that the tech body, or it's being let out about running a house out of a little box, the electricity, so it's being seeded about the coal play.
Ads. Ads for coal play by people who don't even have one, or don't can't make one. Where's it coming from? There's a lot of aliens, I think, helping us.
Mm. Yes, but I mean, it was like, Ion was okay with that happening. It wasn't like, it's like part of the plan that it's being seeded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's why I think there's aliens doing it. Mm-hmm. And the aliens gave us, I'm pretty sure they gave us the nuclear reactors and everything else. Like, so, you know, JW flies to New Zealand and, he lands there after many hours flying and 10 hours in Australia, which he told us on our chat line that's what he was doing. I think the first message on the 14th, he was saying, we're over the Pacific now. You guys remember that?
No, they were over Texas.
Did they say Texas?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe that was the first one. Then they were over the Pacific, and then they were in Australia and wait 10 hours. Mm-hmm. So JW gets to, I was saying this to somebody. I don't know if I said it during the show.
I think you said it during office hours.
Ah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I'm going to say? He lands in New Zealand, and he gets off and walks towards customs, and it wasn't even a normal-looking customs. And when he gets to the gate, there's a guy there, and he says, welcome, JW. I don't just know who he is. And they say, just come this way. So he follows them, and they take him to a decked-out limousine. They put him in the limousine, and then he doesn't know who they are. They're driving him. He doesn't know where he's going. He ends up at the best hotel in Auckland, New Zealand. And he goes up and has a shower or something. And then they come to him and tell him, okay, come on down. We're going to have dinner. So he's having dinner with these strangers. I don't know what he's talking to them about. They may be doing the talking. And I think he goes back up and goes to bed. And then the next day, he's in the hotel. And I called him. Okay, what's that noise? Who's the asshole? Let's hear
that. Oh, I'm sorry, that's me. I'm sorry, I'll mute.
What is it, daytime there? You're out there in the nice weather?
Yes, it's daytime.
Yeah. So, now I'm supposed to be meeting him in Auckland. I'm supposed to have gone through the wall and, been picked up by the aliens and arrived in New Zealand. And, so, if I remember, I phoned him and I asked, where are you? And, he tells me, you know, where he is. I don't know how much he knows, I don't remember. And, so I said, okay, let's meet. So we agreed to meet, and JW goes someplace, and he comes to a room or someplace, and there I am. So I did it. I got zapped and brought to New Zealand. So he starts talking to me, and I look very energized, and he ends up sitting there for 6 fucking days listening to me talk. Somewhere in there, he says, this is odd. And there's a couple things I said that didn't jibe with what he knew. Apparently I was going on about flaps. And I said some things about flaps that he didn't think was correct, because he claimed he knew everything about me. JW knew everything about me. So after a while, a couple of anomalies happened, and then he gets a text from Carolyn saying, what's happening? We haven't heard from you. He said, what do you mean? And I said, well, Bob never got zapped. He never went through the wall or anything. What are you doing? And JW sends back, Bob is here! So there was a dramatic moment. We all realized there was another Bob that met JW.
Wow, that's incredible.
This is the next level of, I know, it's the next level of unbelievable fucking scenarios as we go through the last 13 years. This is the next, you know, public incredulity. So
is this Bob here, the other Bob? Or the original Bob?
I'm sitting here with Carolyn, so I know who I am. And I know nothing about this other Bob. And I don't even know. We're waiting to hear from JW, but we don't hear from him for a day or so. And I didn't get taken away. And then all of a sudden, because of Carolyn's email, he says, what do you mean Bob's there? He's here. And Carolyn says, no, Bob's here, right beside me. No, he's here. So then we didn't hear from JW for fucking days. We had very little communication for 3 weeks till he got back. So we didn't know what was going on. And so, when JW, came back, it was on the 6th. Monday. On Monday, we did a long interview for many hours where he explained what the hell had been going on. And what he said was, he felt that he was away for about a week and a half. He couldn't believe it was 3 weeks. And when he got back, well, when he landed at the bunker, when he left Auckland and got to the bunker, he found out it was March. And it really shocked him. He had missed a couple of weeks. He had no experience of it. So retracing his steps and all that, when he arrived in Auckland, he actually, at some point, I think I asked Ian, did he land in our Auckland or in the other one? I can't remember, but quite quickly he was in the other Auckland, another Auckland. And that's where the people knew him and brought him in and brought him to meet Bob. And so he said Bob was an incredible, eloquent, he basically thought, this Bob, this is like, what, 6 days? He said, I sat there for 6 fucking days. This is Bob never stopped talking. And they prepared for the big meeting with the aliens. And he said, after a few days, he really liked this Bob. He liked him better than me. He was smarter. Everything he did was incredible. And he wasn't like me, where I say, well, you know, who fucking believes this Ian shit? the way Ian says I talk on tailgate. This Bob was totally confident, a really amazing character. And he introduces JW to the aliens. They all look like humans. And he smoozes with them for a couple days. Then Bob had a fucking press conference. This other Bob, we eventually call him Bunker Bob, he had a press conference all over the world. Everybody, the whole fucking world. It was like not sponsored by one program. All the world networks plugged into it. And so Bob, he gave an amazing speech. And I said, did he tell them that they're all going to get eaten if they don't buck up? No, he didn't tell him anything like that. It was all a glorious explanation of what he was going to do with the aliens. I don't know what he said, but he didn't tell. He wasn't honest, so to speak. And so then, after the huge press conference all over the world, he went to fucking New York City, and they had like a World War II fucking ticker tape parade for him. Millions of people. He's driving down, you know, being driven down the Fifth Avenue like at the end of World War II or something. This is all being, when Jada was watching all this.
So was this another world?
Yeah, he was in another world. So then we had one or two communications after he said Bob was here. We didn't hear for several days. And then, I can't remember much. We had no clue about what I'm telling you. Nothing of that was told to us. So all this stuff was going on. And you know, on March 6th when Jada was back, he's telling us all this has happened. And he thought it was like a week and a half, but it was 3 weeks. And so, oh yeah, the Bob, Bunker Bob was reading, so JW, he didn't know this. He says to me, you're reading a book right now. And I said, yeah. He says, what is it? And I said, well, why? I wasn't going to give him right away. Tell him right away. He says, well, Bob's reading a book. And I said, he started to say, I'm reading The Chaldermass. And JW said, yeah, by Wyndham Lewis. Now, he doesn't know that book, but he knew it then. And I said, yeah, why? He says, Bob's reading it too. He's reading it the same time as you are. And so he's explaining. He goes into the charts, you know, 6 day seminar. He explains that he makes everything really clear way better than I am. Or do. He explains the charts, the quadrants, the big note, or the tech body, the tiny note. He lays everything out that you hear me talk about. He does it way better than me. Okay? So, after a couple of days, I was thinking about, I'm here and there's there, and I realized, holy fuck. This book, I had never thought of it before. If the angels are going to, they're trying to find me, how the hell do I have a press conference? I must have thought the aliens would protect me or something. But I realized, well, maybe they won't or they can't. And I'll be visible. I'll have shown up somehow. So they'll kill me. So I realized, shit, this fucking Bob is a murderer. He's going to take the hit. And I never got a chance to tell JW that till he came back. And he kind of said, yeah, that could be what's happening. But basically, after a couple of weeks, JW said, said, I'm going to, I think we're going to get, we're coming back, and we're going to get rid of this Bob. But then, just before he came back, he said, I like this Bob. We're bringing him back with us. So, meanwhile, Armando, the guy who flies JW all over the place, he hasn't been there. But since we weren't hearing from JW, it looked really like, what's happening to him? And eventually we got Armando said, yes, JW is in New Zealand. He's going to see him. So at least there was communication between them and it was being organized. But they didn't come back right away. And there was another big mysterious delay. Maybe the last 5 days. We still didn't know what was going on. And what happened? Next thing we know, they're at the bunker. And Bob's with them. And this other Bob. And so they're in this world. They left Auckland and the other world. Now, when I brought up the assassination, that they're going to kill Bunker Bob, JW says, yes, he realized that. And so he brought Bunker Bob, he brought him to the bunker, so now we call him Bunker Bob. He saved Bob from over there. And if you heard in the private session, I say, yeah, those guys, they tried to kill JW. Anybody hear that sentence?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
So what happened when JW got to the bunker, he, everything was perfect in the other world. His diet, his blood pressure, all these things he has problems with, none of it was, needed to be looked after. He could eat whenever he could, whenever he wanted to. As soon as he got to the bunker, everything started to get fucked up and he had to eat and be careful and not have his, blood systems or all these different things he has going on with him. And, but the people at the bunker said, there's something wrong with you. So they put him aside. I guess they knocked him out and they, checked out his body and they found a bug, some technology in JW. They had to take it out. Somebody over in the other world put something in JW And so he now has a little scar down in his stomach where they took out the whatever it was. I haven't had much description of what they had in him. But that was weakening him when he got back to this world. So now he's better, and they come home, and I was telling JW the few times I was able, we would just text him during this extra 2 weeks and get no answer. But I said, I want to see a photo of this guy. Take some pictures. So when JW got back, I thought he hadn't taken any pictures. He had. He took a whole bunch of them. But they did not show up in the camera, back at home. So we don't have any pictures. But Armando met him, met this Bob. We got to talk to Armando right when they were driving home from the airport, the last, hour. I finally got him on the phone. They were just coming home in Atlanta. So I talked to Armando. He volunteered. He said, yeah, I met him. And then JW told me later that Armando is very suspicious of me. So he's going to sneak over here, fucking check me out, and might kill me. Because they kind of like this other Bob more than me. See, they call him the good Bob, and I'm the bad Bob. So you heard
So they brought him back as a decoy for you, but it might turn out to be the other way around.
Yeah, we don't know who's got to go.
Oh, no.
So,
Are they going to let you talk to him? Can you talk to him, Bob?
Well, he's in the bunker, and basically he is going to meet Carolyn on the beach at some point. I remember the old story told us 10 years ago. We're going to be walking along the beach, and we meet him, and then JW or Ian used to say that Carolyn would leave with him. She'd like him more than me. So JW says that's what's going to happen. Maybe even Ian says that. Because, I talked about some of this with Ion. In the 2.5 hours I didn't play. It was such a complicated bunch of stuff. So JW told us his story on Monday, and then on Thursday we got Ion's version of what JW told us. So I didn't play any of that because I didn't know how much we should reveal. But the way Ion talked about it tonight, he talked about Bert knowing about it. I said, well, what's the point of denying it? And eventually a lot of it got told tonight with the basic points. So I said, okay, I'll just walk you through what actually happened from what I heard. Now, one thing after February 21st, when I didn't get to go, the next day, in a short, that one thing about when he said, Bob's here, he also said, you don't have to go to the wall anymore. That's done. And that might have been said the next day or something. But so then I found out, weeks later that I didn't knew that because the press conference had happened and it was a big success and Bob was in charge. But they tried to kill him over there. Somebody tried to get him. I wasn't sure who they were, who was out to get him. And they tried to kill JW or monitor him when he went over to this world, came back here. So we're in this limbo, and Ian told me what I'm going to do. So I'm not talking about that. It's more Ion jokes with me about, which is a good Bob or not. But JW, honestly, not sure. He's a bit suspicious of me. Now he's trying to make Carolyn suspicious of me. And Armando, he's even more fucked up. He's going to come over. If I don't pass whatever test he's going to make, he's going to kill me. So how's that? A fine mess you guys have got yourself into now.
So, Bob, then what happened in the other world?
Did you hear what I said today? I said, what a fine mess you guys got yourself into.
Yep. Bob, we're going to have to find some sort of safe word to figure out whether we're dealing with you or the other Bob.
That's right.
So then what happened in the other world was definitely the other world that the Bob met with the aliens and apparently
yeah.
completed the cycle over
them.
There.
Yeah,
but
GW
it has it still hasn't
Armando
happened
did,
here.
Armando didn't meet with the aliens, just JW and Bob, which is what JW mm-hmm. understood he was doing. He was told by Ian to go to New Zealand and I would get there, and so he would witness the meeting. And he thought that it was me. But, you know, within a day or so, there was something odd because there was something a little more purposeful, energetic, or charismatic of that Bob compared to what he knew of me. That he eventually figured out, and then he realized he was in another world. And, okay, so I asked in there, did he experience, I guess when he came back, that was my first question. When you landed, the earthquake happened 18 minutes later. Did you feel it? And he said, no, I never felt it, and he didn't know there was an earthquake. So that means that he landed in the alternative Auckland, because that Auckland didn't have an earthquake happen, or JW didn't experience it. So he just assumed it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I think he says that world, they had COVID, was no problem. Everything is perfect, pretty good over that world. Everything goes well. They don't have the problems here. So it's a lot like Fringe. So remember in Fringe, Walter had to deal with the Walter in the other world that had Amber?
Yeah.
And he was the efficient fucking president or head of the military or something? Remember that, Walter?
Walter.
Yeah, it was also the
crossing over into the worlds that caused all the problems. So bringing this Bob into this world could be problematic.
Yeah, what did you say before? You remember the commander, president, fucking Walter in the other world?
Yeah, and it was bringing over the boy, the son, into the other world that caused all the initial problems.
Yeah, that wasn't the Peter, there was some other son, was it?
Yeah. It was the other Peter.
Oh, it was another Peter, okay.
Yeah. So bringing a Bob over, yeah. It might turn out to be a little problematic for their world or this one.
Yeah, so yesterday, or during the private session, or when I was talking to JW Saturday before the show started, I said, basically, you fucked up, JW, and Ion probably will be fired. There are other fucking Ions out there. I'm getting another Ion, so... Those challenges were put down before the show started.
so then,
you're saying they fucked up by bringing the bad Bob over here.
So the differences between the two worlds in Fringe was that the world
the other world
was messed up, or was that the perfect world? Before
it had Amber, it was messed up, but the Olivia over there was super girl, and the Walter over there was super. The people were smarter, you know, more dynamic in that world.
So it didn't have problems, the other world. So then this is the same parallel as here with your scenario.
They had problems. They had to amber something. Amber was everywhere. They had to seal off something. But they were doing pretty good otherwise. And the characters were all efficient. And I think Belle was over there doing stuff.
Belle was stuck over. He couldn't come back.
Right.
So Belle had already gone over before Walter had brought over his son.
Right. And was Nina over there, Chad?
Ooh, not sure. Mm. Susanna, do you remember?
I don't recall.
she was an assassin, you know. Eventually, she was a pretty tough executive, right? She ran a lot of it and killed people, I think. So I think she was a pretty powerful person over there. I'm not sure. Maybe she got she stayed in this world. Anyway,
she was running things rogue.
Yeah, she was doing something weird. So, but basically, they were more efficient over there, more dynamic people. They had confidence. Where over here, Olivia was unsure of herself. Peter was all fucked up. Walter's doubting everything. and you know, it was, they were more powerful. So, and the way Bob sounds, like he's a super, super efficient person. You know, JW said he was more logical than you, Bob. He's fascinating. I really enjoyed listening to him because he made sense. And I listened to him for 6 days or so. He said, I just sat there and listened to this guy. He didn't need to, JW didn't need to eat much or something.
Hmm. It also seems from what Ion says and from Fringe that once parallel worlds engage with each other, that only one of them can survive.
Yeah, that's the collision.
Yeah.
Snowballs.
Oh, and yeah. It appears at the moment that this one is not marked for survival, otherwise Ion wouldn't be telling us to ascend or else.
To send?
Ascend or else?
Oh, ascend, yeah, ascend. Yeah, the other thing is that my mother had a sister in that other world, and she was a real dynamo. Jenna said, she was like an anti-Maine character. She wasn't married. She was pretty independent, ran her world pretty efficiently. And there were some personal stories about me, what they thought of me or something. Can't remember.
What about
right
Carolyn?
Now.
What was Carolyn like over there?
There was no Carolyn over there. Bob, I think Bob talked about her all the time, but there was no Carolyn, not to be seen ever. So what's that about?
Yeah, well, why didn't you ask? What happened?
I probably did. I think I asked, and it was a mystery. And JW didn't understand it. He felt that Carolyn was around, but she just stayed out of that Bob's way.
Well, maybe that Carolyn from that world is actually Carolyn here. And that's why she's so different from everyone else in her profession or whatever. And maybe that's why she leaves with the other Bob, because they're actually off together.
That's her world. She may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's stuff about when she was a kid. That's never been talked about, but in her early sessions, there was a lot about her youth that was sort of left as she was came from another world or something. She did some different funny things as a young kid. I haven't talked much about that, but that was on the record. According to Ion, the press conference is still going forward in this world. And JW himself says, look, Bob, everything is so fucked up that we're probably going to Andromeda in a couple of weeks, you know? He really thinks things have really gone bad in this world. And so it has a lot of things happened this weekend, like the snow and the floods and the banks collapsing and other issues. So it could be speeding up over the next couple of weeks. Oh, I forgot to ask. So here's what happened. So JW is there on this Monday, the 6th, and we talked to him and taped his story. And then I don't know if there's a show on Tuesday. So I call, or I didn't call, and before I called, we get a message that JW collapsed and has gone to the hospital. Mm. So then he's in the hospital till Thursday mornings, sort of. And so then JW got home, and we were able to have the private session, or it might have been Wednesday night. I don't know how he could be sort of sick and then come home and do the session, but he did the session on Thursday. So we found out that JW in the hospital died twice. And his friends knew what to do. Certain people from Emory Hospital. I think they took him to Emory. And he was in this crummy hospital, so they get him out of there. And so he died. I don't know. They show that his body is zero, and then they bring him back, and that happened twice. So JW had this, you know, real bad crisis, and we didn't lose a JW, though. Did he say he said there's only seven left or something now, right? So he implied one was lost, but I don't know when it was.
But he said lost is not It's not dead, Bob. It lost just means I don't know where he is. That's
Lost. Lost. So, Carol and JW were saying that the bug was still having an effect on his body, even though it had been removed. That was one reasoning, because his body measurements are ridiculous. Like, everything's backwards. And he was telling me all this crazy stuff going on in his house. The doors lock on him. Everything that can move and do things is like doing it like a cartoon with everything. The pot's going on and off. Total chaos in the house. So that's what the instructions are. He'll do a show today, and we had to make sure he ate every hour. Ate something. So that's why we were interrupting every hour to He's still vulnerable to something.
What's JW's attitude about all this? Like the non-ion human side of JW, is he scared?
No, JW is very indifferent to it all. Like when he was, he's been gone to places and everybody knows who he is and he's being whisked to somewhere. He sometimes thinks, well, if they're going to kill me, so be it. He accepts it, but he hasn't been killed yet. So I think he kind of accepts now that he's okay. Even though it's odd and that people are directing him into strange places, he doesn't know why it's happened. When he goes to the nuclear reactors, the people know him there, and he just walks in, takes over. So he's getting used to just being guided all over the place, and he accepts that. I don't think he's afraid.
Yeah, because it seems like as JW's health declines, Ion becomes more irritated, their attitude. So I wonder if there's a lead through with that.
But his health is not declining. He has these shock things where he almost dies or does die, and then they have to bring him back. But once he's home, he's normal, even though his measurements are all wrong and he has to be careful. So he's more careful about eating properly, which is Carolyn's been trying to get him to do that for a long time. But he's healthy. You know what I mean? He just has
maybe
to,
this is his version of the ascension process, because Ian had said that the ascension process is not all, you know, wine and roses. You're going to go through stuff and
and you know whatever. I don't know statistics what they you know insulin they get certain amounts. I don't know what the standards are, but his are all backwards. And he's a total mystery to the Emory doctors. They pretend they don't understand what's going on.
Well, I do remember Ion saying that in a way JW kind of likes to play into that. So I guess maybe he doesn't feel as bad as his numbers represent, but he likes to show up to the hospital and see what they have to say about it.
Yeah, but he did go unconscious, he doesn't like doing that. And it basically, he said, he's starting to go down, the insulin or something is fucking up, so he has to eat something, do something. If he doesn't, and he didn't on Monday going into Tuesday, the body started to go down and they couldn't stop it. So that's where he almost died, or he did die. But they somehow knew how to shock the body out of that condition.
Now, why doesn't this happen to you, Bob?
Well, I'm Bob, man. I'm in charge. I'm not even here. I just hang around for losers like your father and girlfriend, Brent. Not you. You're a wonderful person.
My father.
Yeah, your father and mother and your girlfriend are losers. Anybody else more adamant about it? Anybody doesn't fucking understand what's going on here, not interested, fuck you. Who is it? Who has... Mae Russell's like that. If you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone shot Kennedy, she'd have nothing to do with you. That was it. You get out of here. So, I'm sort of like that.
No pinks.
No pinks. And then, Scott, he promotes this electric theory, the electric universe theory. So I found a section, he posted it, and he posted something, so I went there, and that led me to something else, so I got Ion to comment on the guy's writing. You guys probably couldn't take it all in, it was at the end of the session, but, you know, basically Ion just laughs through it all. And here's Scott just posted on Fake Aspirations that he's got an insane looking guy, he's got a little battery as if he's got a cold fusion thing, and he said, free electricity's everywhere. And so Scott says, you know, taking his dig at us, he's still arguing with us. He said, this shows that you don't need non-physical to have cold play. And he says, you have to have electric. But this electric is bullshit, the way Ion refutes it. So I'm going to post that. I'm going to post that to Scott on there, the rebuttal.
Ion has responded to the discussion on JW, and his first posting is, I think, referring to JW's attitude towards what's happening, which he says, okay, just like Jesus said to Judas, do what you will and do it quickly. And then he says, JW has an issue with maintaining glucose level. Everything else is within range. No matter what he eats, sugar is consistently low.
Yeah, there's like something not normal about his sugar reality that is beyond the science's understanding. It's like, I think what Carolyn sort of said to him, you're burning up so much, which you call ascending, with this ion coming through him, that the body can't keep up with the effect of a co-channeling ion. So what do you say to that, Ion? Is that fear not has a new meaning for JW? Yeah, he's not afraid of anything.
Not afraid, yeah.
He is afraid of me now, though. And Brent. He knows Bob and Brent have teamed up.
I'm with Hunter, Bob.
I mean, he goes on about Brent. Brent's not even fucking here. And he's there. What's wrong? I'm sorry, Brent. He's just talking to Brent. He's apologizing,
yeah.
You know, ironically.
Well, Bob, I will say Ion has done a really incredible job at mentioning me every time I show up. I don't know if I was said more often, but every time I was listening, right when I would tune in, he would drop my name again.
He knew you were coming back. So you mean you would call in? He could see the menu. He could see that you're on the phone, right?
Maybe, just like this morning. Well, no, actually, it lined up perfectly because when I called in, maybe 2 hours ago when you were doing the private session, he name-dropped me right when I called in.
Well, during the private session, which happened a couple of days ago?
Yes.
So you called in right when you were being named in the show? Yeah, on the recording. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you call in, your number is visible. You're always on the same line. I see your name. I know you're there. He could see that there.
Right, yeah, I've been impressed with that.
Yeah, but
even just with the private session, it lines up.
Yeah. Well, he's on your
you
case.
You said JW.
You're fucked up. But your moment of doubt, big problem, Brent. You shouldn't have fucking said anything to anybody. Always pretend you're fully with us. You're on board. You tell everybody about us. You're fired from 5 fucking jobs. So on missionary out there. You know, act like you're totally working for us. I don't probably believe
exactly.
You.
I always remind myself that the part that doesn't like all of this is the mind, and one doesn't have to listen to it.
Yeah, that's your neighbor. Your neighbor doesn't like this.
No.
Yeah,
that's
I was always part of the plan, Bob. You set me up. You told me to clear things up.
Yeah.
So you want to marry Sue Bone, Brent?
What's that?
Ion says you want to marry Sue Bone.
When did he say that?
Oh, I don't see that.
Right now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, it's on the chat.
I had to reload it here.
Ion also says,
why would you say that?
Have you seen Koi a picture boy. Of her? Have you seen a picture of her, Brent? That's going into a whole thing about Sue, while JW was with the Bad Bob, he wrote a whole thing about Garrett and Sue to me in an email. And we discussed it, but I didn't broadcast that part.
Look at that. He's trying to say I'm bad Bob, for fuck's sake.
Good Bob, yeah. Didn't spill the beans.
Yeah.
I bet you good Bob plays shit music, so anyway, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Yeah. He probably never DJ. He doesn't know how to sing. He never heard anything. He doesn't know anything about the Supremes or the Chiffons. He doesn't know nothing about real important music.
That's what I thought about. He didn't like Zappa, Bob. I was just guessing, but that would be the tale, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
he plays the Beatles all the time.
Yeah, now Carolyn said last night, he said, Bob, I was tucking her into bed and saying goodnight, she said, you know, Bob, your hair's a little different, your shape is a little different, I don't think you're my Bob. So she started to get suspicious and repeated tonight when she went to bed.
Mm.
She said, you're not my Bob. Probably because of all the shit we were saying for 5 hours, you know, earlier today. That was a total, the old boys in the brothel fucking scene, right?
You better watch your back, Bob. You better watch your back because if Ian says you're not going to Andromeda, you might be, the other Bob might jump in and take your place at the last second.
Yeah. Well, you guys will be stuck with him. I tell you, it's not going to be pleasant.
That's why we need a safe word, talking. Bob. We need a safe word.
Yeah. There'll be two vehicles there. You're going to have to make a choice. We're going that one or this one. Yeah, like Ian said, he started to notice something was off because he says, did you guys talk a lot about Flap's father? And I said, no. He was such a bastard. We avoided him. And, he would be lurking in the house down there. He ran a Swift, which is a famous hot dog or meat packing plant. So he was a meat eater. And this is when we were following Carolyn's stuff in the early 70s, eating vegetarian mainly. We weren't eating meat. We didn't believe it was clean or anything. So he was an ultimate meatball guy. And that was his expertise, running the meat plant. And so I wouldn't say that we talked about him, but Ian said he went on a lot about Flash's father, which is fucking ridiculous, you know? You don't talk about his father. He's just a mean-tempered idiot. So that was a clue to me that this guy's a little off. He's overdoing it.
Well, the good Bob version is a great pretender, according to Ian. Because he just put in the link, and here is a good Bob version, and it's Freddie Mercury singing, oh, yes, I'm the great pretender, looking all suave and dressed in woman clothing half the time.
Now what time Bob is on about meat packing, yeah, that's what he ran. Didn't your Bob tell you about the Swifts? If you lived in Canada, you'd know about the Swift meat packing company. Indeed. Look at Ian pretending they know more than me. Anyways, what do you fucking guys think of this fucking two Bobs showing up? To deal with the raw facts here.
I'm wondering if it's the same. Is it the same thing as like Biden and all these politicians who have clones?
Yeah.
Someone's running a business making them. They've made a clone of Bob.
Yeah, there are people who don't like JW in that world, and he seems to be safer here.
Well, plus there's this, it seems to be a scenario of the two snow globes because the other Bob had a press conference and parade and all these things, and we're in the world of doom and gloom, she appears to be. So there's going to be
not here at our place, but we may be the only happy place going or purposeful place, but that's all you need. Just need a couple of people doing what we're doing. Look at me. I went to the fucking bocce thing and became a star immediately.
who's going to ascend in a happy world? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to ascend in a happy world?
Yeah, you don't notice it. But yeah, I haven't had people cheering me in fucking 30 years or something, you know, since I was playing ball hockey in Toronto. It's been a long time, the jock part of me. But, so I was rather indifferent at first and just throwing the ball. And then I did this amazing shot, and I actually became the jock ball. I started running around cheering, had my arms up, yeah! And everybody was cheering with me. And all the other dumb teams with the dumb alcoholic people, they're all just sitting there, and they're watching these four maniacs going nuts, and they don't know who the hell I am. It's like I was an alien that showed up.
Yep.
So it was a very
Hey, Bob, on Monday night, I was with you at Dave Worster's funeral.
In a dream?
Yeah.
He got cremated by a bunch of them in a park or something. It wasn't a regular funeral. What was yours?
It was like a wake in a house, just in a room. And we were sitting there, and they had a photo of Dave, and the photo of Dave, I don't know when it was from, probably from the 60s or something. Because he didn't have that facial hair.
Yeah.
He didn't have that goatee. Yeah. And he had five friends there, so there was you and four of his other friends, and I was there too. And he he left $5,000 to each of the five friends. And I thought, that can't be Dave, because he never had money, right?
Yeah, he didn't have any money. So
right.
Did you
somehow,
meet Dave?
Yeah. In person, Dave? Yeah. Yeah, in Everett.
Yeah. Just before you came over here, right? You went and visited him? What did you do with him?
Yeah, actually, you know what? It was like almost exactly 14 years ago. It was before I talked to Ion.
Yeah, it was like March. Ion might have shown up, but you had not come over here yet until April. So it was in that period. In March period, you saw Michael and Ellie, and then you saw Dave. I don't know which order.
Right. I saw Michael and Ellie a lot more than just in March. But, yeah.
But then you went down in March just before he came here to see Dave. You just saw him once.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
just once.
Did you talk much? What did you do?
I was there from like early afternoon until pretty late into the evening. And we did everything from sit and talk about
you,
talk about his experience. Yes, down in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
He played the piano and he was playing loudly. So the nurses came over and told him he had to stop. And then he got angry.
I remember you telling me that.
At that
yeah,
point.
That comes back.
Yeah.
So
or he was acting angry. He wasn't really angry. He was just acting angry.
Yeah. So you had a dream the other, what day was this?
Monday night. Last Monday.
Yeah, when JW was in trouble. You had a dream of, a funeral and a home, which they could have had a second funeral. You know, they did the wake pretty quickly. And, I mean, the cremation or whatever. I have to look up my records. And then you saw a later thing being done. But I wasn't, I was there, but I wasn't there. You know, I don't have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
I got
$5,000
from Dave. I got $5,000 from Dave.
Yeah. But it was also like 10 years ago, wasn't it, that we were at Michael Blake Reed's memorial?
That's 2013. Maybe. Yeah. That's right now. February 13th, 2013. So it's 10 years ago.
So there's something about this period, you know, at least in my perspective. Yeah.
You mean in the February, March?
February, March. Yeah.
So were you happy with what Ian had to say? Did you want to ask about the double bobs after hearing all that before you talked to Ian tonight?
Did I want to ask about the double bobs?
Yeah.
I didn't know about the double bobs until tonight.
Right. So you heard it. Oh, that was before you didn't hear until the... Well, when did you hear about the double bob? Just from me?
Today on payday.
Yeah, there was references to it a little bit. So you knew that before your private session. Or, you know, your hour. And so I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that stuff.
Ian wants to know if you have any questions now, Chad.
About the double bobs?
Yes.
Did you want to ask anything about that, but you had an agenda to ask the other stuff because that had all been planned? Did you want to ask about, like Susanna would have asked, maybe Bert would have asked, did you want to?
Well, I asked before Ian came on the chat line, I asked you which bob is it here, and then you answered that. You said it's you, and the other bob is like the alternate version.
Yeah.
So questions,
Ian says, no, Chad, Dave was mad because Bob soiled Vern Christensen in the kitchen. It was hot, by the way.
Okay.
Where's that? That's, yeah, the whole problem with the guy.
So, Ian, when I found myself at Dave Worster's funeral with Bob, was that an alternate Bob, or was it astral projection? Or this Bob?
Another David.
Oh.
It wasn't the same David Worster.
Now, you notice Ian said tonight, you like the Canadian song, you ain't seen nothing yet, Bachman turn overdraft. We're just beginning, we ain't seen nothing yet. This is how complicated it's gonna get.
Yes, it appears that way. Definitely.
I soiled, burned, well, so I ejaculated on bird. It was hot, by the way.
Ian says, problem with you is Chad, you know shit. Not sure what he's referring to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that means I don't know shit or I know shit. Depends on how you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know shit.
No, I think you know shit, Chad. You know shit.
Well, but it's just shit.
You're very well read. Yeah.
But that's not good, Chad. Everything
that's
we
not
read
good,
seems
no.
ridiculous.
Yeah. So yeah. Ian, what can I do to numb that? Okay. Magic eye.
I heard that before.
Thank
Didn't you,
you
have that before? Yeah, be like me and relax.
They mentioned it.
He has Bob.
Okay.
I think that's fantastic that I'm the guy. Can you imagine me telling, if I could tell a local priest of any denomination, a pastor about the, you're talking to a guy who fucking blocked with the Jesus on the road. that would be, they would have me be removed pretty quickly, you know? Get the hell out of here, you fucking, you know. What if it's fucking true? What if it's fucking true? The magic eye. I remember that was talked about 10 years ago, Chad. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, around the rewrite period.
Yeah, it was some kind of thing you'd look at, like a kaleidoscope or something.
Yeah, it's an image. It looks like it's indecipherable, but then you look through it, you look past it, and the image starts to form.
So, I went to the wall, I added it up, approximately 500 days, 500 times.
Mm. 500 really nice. Times.
Yeah. It's really nice, not having to do it. Now, I said, was that all a waste? And he said, no, it was very important for tuning, fine-tuning, getting aligned or something. So I was doing all that. Maybe it was a way of faking out the angels, you know. Focus on the wall and then it shows up in another place. But that's, I assume, Ian has not spelled out an articulate response about the idea that if you have a press conference, then the angels can see you, find you. If I have a press conference in the fifth gate, we can assume that they don't see it. And if Bob's not in the fifth gate, the bad Bob, then he's visible and they come after him, and I guess they did. They were out to kill him, said Ion tonight. So did you hear I said to Livingston that they'll have our RNA mash, our, you know, otherworldly fertilizer. That's why it'll become. This whole thing of Livingston becoming the breadbasket, that's what we'll be doing that. Did you catch that?
Well, yeah, I think I heard Carolyn yell out Maui in the background when you were talking about that in the private session.
Yeah, her own farm. Her farm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Just hear it now. I, Bob, fucked the lover of cosmic awareness and could have had Vicky if Bob desired. Just saying, is that the other Bob speaking? Is he communicating here? Is that the other Bob? He's saying yes. Holy shit, now they got the bad Bob on the fucking chat line. That's so fun. You guys don't hear the music in my headphones, do you?
No.
No, Bob.
Can't hear it, Bob.
Yeah. So after, you know, after all this payday experience, it seems that the only intensity that gets us out of complete is Zappa, right? His fucking music matches the intensity that a payday show creates.
Yeah, it fills in the spaces. Fills in the spaces, because,
yeah, it's the only music that does.
Quite charged after the show.
What'd you say, Bert?
I'm quite charged after the show, so the Zappa helps fill in the spaces to help you land.
Yep.
But after that, you still need to play other music to get us sort of to come down from the Zappa. So.
Cool down, yeah, the cool down.
Yeah.
The cool down. But yeah, Bob,
I was on a roll at the beginning of the music today. I was playing, you know, unknown stuff.
Fantastic, Bob.
Hidden in there. Some of the stuff you recognize, right?
Yeah, I can always recognize the new tracks too. I have a good audio memory for what's been played.
They're part of your own musical youth.
No, I do. I have a weird audio memory, Bob. When I used to be a music journalist, I very seldom wrote anything down, but I never misquoted anybody. So I can remember if a song. Usually, I can remember if a song has been played or not on the payday.
So you hear a song and it's not part of your youth.
No, I can hear a song and I know it's not part of the payday. History.
No, it's on there.
Yeah, but if you play it for the absolutely for the first time, I usually notice that.
It's the first time. Yeah.
You, yeah, you, that it's the first play. I've often said to you, this is the first play, and you go, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you remember what's been played somehow.
Yeah, I have a very strange audio memory in that way. I can remember, I used to remember whole conversations. Yeah. I used to sit and interview people for an hour and then go back to my office and write out the interview without taking any notes.
Wow.
I could just remember every word, and I've never got accused of misquoting anybody in the entire time I did that job.
Well, that's a pretty good audio memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Ian's challenging you online, Michael.
No, it's not like that, Ian. I can't remember the list of songs played tonight.
Hey, Bob, you know, we've crossed another hurdle here tonight with this payday. I mean, you know, for some of the people who are missed, we've crossed another barrier because, you know, the Andromeda thing, a lot of people missed out on. But now I'm talking about there's two Bobs.
Yeah.
They had a press conference in another world, and JW visited another New Zealand. That's another layer of a hurdle that takes us beyond the beyond.
Well, that's I was saying, that we've reached a new level of incredulity, which I keep presenting.
Yes, yes.
Like the whole press conference thing, that started a year or so ago. That was last year's incredulity, was going to the wall and getting ready to go to New Zealand. Now that's been done, so now we're in a new scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Including Bob never saying that was last year's incredulity. That's great.
Yeah, that's a new thing, saying that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I've never heard you say that. I've heard you say, you know, we're protected by public incredulity.
Yeah.
That's the phrase around here, but... But that was last year's incredulity. That's great.
Can you imagine if Legend came back and started listening to the fucking show? Like, what, you know, they'd run away. It'd just be too complex, and he didn't go through the shifts naturally. So,
wasn't there saying the expression ridiculous. Plausible deniability or something like that that used to be said?
Yeah. Plausible deniability is what the CIA uses that term.